Hour number two of The Blitz is live here on Fan Run Radio, Fox Sports Knoxville, broadcasting live from the White Claw Hard Seltzer Studios of Fan Run Radio, broadcasting live on the radio, 105.7 FM, 1340 AM. As always, the podcast will be uploaded just moments after the show goes off the air. The Periscope is available to watch right now live on the Facebook and Twitter accounts, in case you would like to join along with the show that way. Also, go ahead and check out fanrunradio.com. It's a great place to get all the latest information that you need heading into game day coming up this Saturday, as well as we are officially less than a week, barring any other circumstances, from the beginning of the Tennessee basketball season. So make sure you stay up to date with fanrunradio.com. Last but not least, go ahead and download the Fan Run Radio app. It's free to download across all platforms. Again, free to download. There's nothing better in life than something that is for free. You can take the show, take the station, take the voluntary reaction. You're losing chances to listen to the VR during this football season. If you haven't listened to it, I don't know what you do with your post games. You must just sit there in silence and in misery. If you haven't gone ahead and check it out, you got to be there for the last couple of the season for football. Of course, we'll have them for basketball season as well. Voluntary reaction, you can find it exclusively on the Fan Run Radio app. But of course, you already knew all that. Gentlemen, hour number one in the books. Talked a lot about Jeremy Pruitt and Phil Fulmer's comments yesterday on the old Vol calls. I feel like we've gotten pretty much everything. I'm exhausted with the conversation. I was actually going
to
use the words, we've exhausted that conversation, so I'm glad that you are thinking the same thing. All right, well, let's flip the script a little bit here in hour number two. Chance, what do you say we start out the second hour with a little bit of an opening drive?
I think I can oblige with that.
See if we can bounce around to some of these other sports, figure out what's going on over there.
You mean you don't want to continue to talk about Jeremy Pruitt?
Chance, I don't think our days are over talking about Jeremy Pruitt.
We got a whole nother year of this.
Whole nother year. First down, major NBA news yesterday as a couple of superstars will change conferences. The Washington Wizards and the Houston Rockets have agreed to trade on ESPN. The exact wording that they're using is have agreed to trade two disgruntled star point guards. Okay. John Wall and Russell Westbrook in a blockbuster deal. Teams announced yesterday. So, the Washington Wizards, will be sending Wall and a 2023 first-round draft pick to the Rockets for Westbrook. Okay, shakes things up a little bit. Does it?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a good trade for both sides, okay, in my opinion. You pair John Wall with James Harden, if you can keep Harden in Houston. I think it's probably a better counterpart for him. Doesn't need the ball as much like Russell Westbrook does. I think he's definitely a better scorer than Westbrook at times.
I don't know. Do you think I kind of feel like the Harden news might be coming anytime.
Might be coming soon now. They could be. I mean, maybe they do trade him. And he did turn out $50 million extension per year. But then I think the Wizards, I mean, that should put them in the playoffs. The East, the bottom half of the East is sorry. It's hot garbage. Like Bradley Beal, Russell Westbrook, they should be able to do enough to get a 7th or 8th seed in the East.
I think they can be even better. I mean, you saw guys like Garrison Matthews, like David Bertans, and Rui Hachimura start to develop.
David
more
Birdhands.
Davis Bertans.
Bertans. Yeah, you know I can't say his name.
Birdhands.
Right. I didn't say.
I thought that's what he said.
I said Bertans. Bertans.
So it's Bertans. Think.
I said Bertans, so I messed that
up. Birdhands.
But yeah. Anyway, like you saw some of them start to develop, but. I do have a question for Bradley Beal, if he's listening. He'd like to answer. If you didn't like playing with John Wall, what makes you think you're going to like playing with Russell
Westbrook? That's very true. He did not. They always had a little contention there, a little contentious relationship, him and John Wall. So
yeah, I mean, just kind of strange, but I talked to fans of both teams that I know, and both think they won.
I think it's a good trade for both sides, honestly.
I guess, though, if you're the Wizards, you are just trying to compete, okay? So you bring in Westbrook for that. But if you're the Rockets, you're trying to take that next step. Like, you are so sick and tired of being second and third and fourth place. Do you think that John Wall is that guy to put them over the hump. I mean, they got stiff competition out there in the West. Lakers have only gotten better.
Like, putting over the hump, it's like, I don't know, like, if that's not going to make them a championship contender. Like, they still need somebody else outside of Harden, PJ Tucker, and John Wall. But I just think the duo of Wall Harden will mesh better than the duo of Westbrook Harden. And it wasn't that bad. Westbrook actually was playing really good whenever the shutdown happened. He was playing really well.
I mean, I think we forget how good John Wall is because he's played maybe 13 games.
Because he's been hurt for like
In the last 2 years, he's played like 13 games, I think I saw. But if and it's a big if he gets back healthy and can play at the level that he was beforehand, I mean, he's like legitimately a top 10 player in the league easily, maybe closer to top 5. That's a huge get for the Rockets.
H-Town, get ready. John Wall's coming. He loved his strippers too.
Second down. Let's see. We go over to the college football world as a game that was formerly scheduled between Liberty and Coastal Carolina is now off the table. However, BYU said, look, we are sick and tired of everybody saying we haven't played anybody.
Oh, yeah,
we will get them.
We'll play Coastal.
We will go play Coastal Carolina.
That'll get them.
Hope Coastal.
That's going to really boost the strength of the schedule
Coastal
there.
Coastal beats the brakes off of them. We all can say, see, BYU.
I hope they do.
This is why you can't have nice things.
You're probably rooting for BYU, aren't you?
Yeah.
Him and his guy, sure. Zach Wilson.
So BYU
Coastal
will.
Coastal Carolina Chanticleers.
BYU will be replacing Liberty. That now turns into what I believe is a top 15 matchup. And, yeah. So you got another game on the schedule. I guess this really is. If you're BYU, like you're thrilled at least you can get somebody on the other side of the field with a number by their name on the television broadcast instead of a team that somebody might have to Google. So a win for BYU off the bat, unless they lose.
College game day in what, Conway? Is that what it is? Conway, South Carolina?
It's in Myrtle Beach, right?
No, it's not on the beach.
Well, I know it's not on the beach.
It's like 30 minutes. It's 30 minutes inland.
I thought it was in Myrtle Beach.
It's going to be amazing. Must-watch television.
And third down. Speaking of must-watch television, this news came out a couple days ago, but we had not gotten a chance to talk about it. I cannot wait. This is going to be a wild day. Let's see. So the NBA has officially announced its Christmas Day schedule. Guys, there is nothing I love more than NBA Christmas basketball. I absolutely love it. You know, I don't even, and it's sometimes it's a little bit hard for me to watch teams that aren't my own team in the NBA, but not on this day, not on Christmas. It's just a fun day to sit there the entire day and watch basketball like you would on a March Madness opener or a New Year's Six Bowl or something like that. But here's what the slate of games looks like for the 25th of December. Starting at noon, you will have the New Orleans Pelicans, Zion Williamson, at the defending Eastern champions, Miami Heat.
Go Pelicans.
Then coming up at 2:30, you got the Golden State Warriors, who will no longer have Klay Thompson. Again, bummer. At the Milwaukee Bucks. At 5 o'clock p.m., you have the Brooklyn Nets. Maybe we finally, but this should be the time we finally see what the Nets team of Kyrie and KD looks like. As, Brandon, they're taking on your Celtics and the extended Jason Tatum at 5 p.m.
Should be Kyrie versus his former team. And I'd say, I think that Golden State game might be pretty good. Steph Curry coming back. I mean, get to see a full season of Steph. I mean, Steph, not Steph Curry. But yeah, I think that might be okay.
Steph Curry just needs to play better than he did in the golf match when he was Peyton Manning's teammate, because that was a couple days ago, and he stunk on the golf course. So as long as he can do better than that. Then, let's see, following the Celtics and the Nets at 5, at 8 p.m. Eastern, you have the Mavericks at the Lakers. Very excited for that. Yeah.
Yeah, primetime Luka versus the champs.
I don't get many of these games. I'm very excited. Luka legend. That's what it'll do.
Go ahead and finish. I got some thoughts, and I don't think you're going to like them.
Okay. 10:30 p.m. To close things out, the nightcap, the Clippers and the Nuggets. The West Coast teams will go at it. And that will conclude your Christmas Day NBA slate.
Do we really want to see that? Do we really want to see Clippers Nuggets? Do we really want to see Lakers Mavericks?
Don't you dare start this NBA season off disrespecting the Denver Nuggets yet again. Don't you? I mean, are you trying to just fuel them to an NBA championship? You know they listen. They heard you.
Like, the Nuggets were kind of exciting in the playoffs.
Like, Jamal, I mean, this was like two of the top four. Those were two of the top four teams in the West.
The other question, though, is who's going to be playing?
Yeah, that is the, I think, the next question that you can naturally ask. You know, guys like LeBron have said that they might be waiting a couple weeks into the season. They might have to wait till, you know, they might be wanting to wait till January.
Maybe they hop in and just play Christmas.
The NBA forces it to happen for ratings. Because I got to think that's, you know, you can see in a lot of these matchups, ratings certainly going to be at the forefront. Like, I think the Mavericks are going to be in some of these more primetime games because you have the whole, you have all of Europe are likely Mavs fans.
No one cares about Europe.
Nah. Did you say all of Europe are Mavs fans? Is that accurate?
There's probably a lot of people, a lot of Europeans.
I feel like there's a lot of Europeans on a lot of teams, and it'd probably be more regionally than just giving the Mavericks to all of Europe.
I mean, who are the superstar Europeans? There's a couple. You
Jokic.
You dove really deep into that. It wasn't meant to.
Yeah, you're right. Know. I'm sorry.
Either way, I'm saying. Why can't we just get Lakers Clippers? I feel like why can we not just get Lakers Clippers?
Is that even going to be good?
Like, I don't know. We've not seen it. We don't know if it's good.
Well, if we got it, neither one would play. Like, might as well save Lakers Clippers for when they're playing.
Again, no offense to your Mavericks.
I mean, we're all overlooking the best game of the day. It's clearly Pelicans and Heat.
Oh, yeah, that's why it's at noon.
Yeah. Wait, what's the best part of Christmas? The morning when you're under the tree opening presents.
When you're not watching the television?
Yeah, and that's when everybody's opening gifts and they won't have
You open
the,
your gifts.
I was like, we ain't watching no
you
games.
You open your gifts and then you get you finish up, eat some breakfast, and boom, turn
prime
on.
Time
the
is
best game of the day.
8 o'clock in that late
the
afternoon.
Best for first. That's what they say.
Do you guys know that we also have NFL Christmas?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Vikings and the Saints will be playing at 4:30 p.m. Just randomly on a Friday.
Sorry, it was a conversation from Tuesday, from trivia. This is why I found that funny.
You are cackling, Charles. Get yourself together.
It's just one of our friends, a Saints fan. We were giving him a hard time about them losing.
Cam Black?
I can't. No. I can't
he's
wait
Falcons.
For.
No, he's a Falcons fan.
I can't wait for Kyle Rudolph to just.
Oh.
And we were just talking about how the
drop 200 yards on the Saints on
he didn't
Christmas.
Know what? That Cam was a Falcons fan. Yes,
are you serious? You did.
Anyway, you're just talking about how the Saints find ridiculous ways to lose to the Vikings.
It's going to ruin his Christmas.
Yeah.
Brandon called that Viking stretch back in like 3 weeks ago, hey. So they're hot. Had a week schedule coming up.
We both did.
I'm going to give it to Brandon.
That's fair. I'll give everything to Brandon.
Why is there one game on Christmas? Just, I mean, Christmas on a Friday. It's not even like it's on a Saturday. Yes, and
or like Thursday night football or anything.
I'm telling you, this is what I was talking about yesterday. What a chance? Because I know you agree with me, so I'm going to specifically ask you, what are they going to make
ask the person
on this?
That agrees with me.
Of course, absolutely.
Smart man.
Been in this for a couple of years now. That's the first thing I learned.
Smart man.
Chance, what is something that the NFL is going to make on this Friday that they were previously not going to make on the Friday beforehand?
Christmas money. Cookies.
Money.
Dinero.
Money. I'm telling you. Look, we can talk all about if it's plausible or not. It's probably not. But, this is another example. I think the NFL is just maybe dipping its toes in, just seeing what other games on other days are like.
Maybe they're just doing it to mess with the NBA. Just like, hey, you like Christmas? You like to get your good ratings on Christmas Day, NBA? Oh, that's cute. Well, we're going to drop a game in the middle of the afternoon, and now no one's going to watch
it. Yeah, we're
going to
really take over your Nets-Celtics heater game. Sorry, Brandon. Now you got stiff competition for you.
Yeah.
You're going to be flipping the channels back and forth. have a Viking Saints banger on Christmas Day.
Yeah, because I really care about both of those teams.
By the way, we never got to a fourth down. That one took forever.
Go for it. You got a fourth down?
I do have a fourth down, but I will actually pass that over to Brandon. Brandon, go ahead and take the fourth down.
Chance, can you hit the music? Hit the not the opening drive music, the Florida Man music. We're going Florida Man early today. Here we go. I'm not sure where this one is at.
All right, I'm ready for this. It is Florida week. Look, we're 48 hours away from playing the Florida Gators in Neyland Stadium. I know it might not feel like it, but it doesn't matter because at our core, at what is deep down and what still means the most, we still hate every single one of them because we know they hate us too. Brandon, tell me about these dumb, dumb people down in Florida.
All right, we're going down to Clearwater. Clearwater, Florida.
Home of the Thrashers.
Yes.
I've been there.
A 6'3", 300-pound Florida man was arrested after he allegedly punched a cab driver, then danced in the street yelling, "I'm Rick James, bitch." The suspect, Paul Kajek, shouted, he also shouted, "You white M. Effers," before he was arrested just 2 miles from his home in Clearwater over the weekend. A Pinellas County arrest affidavit identified the 50-year-old man as white. according to police, witnesses at Back Bar and Lounge stopped Kajek from driving home from that venue, quote, due to his level of intoxication shortly after 4 a.m. on Sunday. When a taxi arrived to pick him up, Kajek allegedly got inside, began yelling at the driver, then punched him from the back seat. He then jumped into the street doing what appeared to be his impersonation of comedian Dave Chappelle, who used the phrase, "I'm Rick James, bitch," when impersonating the late Super Freak singer. What is he doing?
Wow.
This is insane.
What a...
this is my favorite one.
What a string of events here.
Kajek was charged with simple battery and released on $600 bond.
So he just clocked him from the back seat, huh?
Yeah, he wanted to drive home. He didn't want to get in the cab.
That's a big boy.
That's what I was thinking. This guy has a personality. He clearly has a little bit of violence to him. He can, sounds like throw a mean sucker punch. You know, you got the old WWE headquarters right there and somewhere in Florida.
I don't think you want this guy.
Whoa, let me see.
Oh, no.
He's got a crazy look in his eye.
Oh, no, never mind. Huh? I was about to say I could be friends with this guy, not anymore.
What did you expect?
He looks like a guy you'd be friends with.
What do you mean?
Yeah,
that,
for sure.
Did you expect this guy to look friendly? It's Florida Man. Florida Man never looks friendly.
But he likes Rick James. Maybe.
I don't think he does.
I'd say he likes Dave Chappelle.
I think he just, I don't, he probably doesn't even.
Good. I wonder if that was just a phrase that he had heard, like on the, I bet he didn't even know where it came from.
Oh, I'm sure he did. I'm sure he did.
I don't know. I think you're giving a lot of benefit of the doubt there.
I don't like this guy, though.
No, me neither. Get him off your screen. It's like in my peripherals. Yeah, I bet. Got them crazy eyes. That was a good one, Brandon. That was a good one. You know, even if our football team is not as talented as their football team, we never want to miss an opportunity to remind you that the Tennessee people, we are the good people, and they are the bad guys. All right, here we go back here on the Blitz, 11:24 a.m. as we are making our way through the show right here in the second hour. Let's see. Guys, we already talked a little bit about Tennessee football, and it seems like we got everything out on the conversation kind of in regards to Jeremy Pruitt and Philip Fulmer. You know, to me, it's another week of, it's unfortunate where we have to talk about the off-the-field stuff. You know, we would love to talk here about the on-the-field stuff.
Some breaking news.
No.
Oh, okay. Let's head over to the desk.
I don't think we got to unless I just zoned out and you did talk about this. I'll play the short one.
There's no way this was the short one.
All right. Anthony Davis signs a contract extension a couple days after LeBron James signed his extension. Davis signs an extension that includes a 5-year $190 million max contract to stay with the Lakers. Rich Paul at Clutch Sports, obviously LeBron's agent as well, he's one of his best friends, tells ESPN, according to Woj, the deal also includes an early termination option prior to the fifth season in 2024-2025, and that deal could be signed as soon as today. So the Lakers get their guy. They get both of their guys. They get LeBron for another, what, I think it was 3 years or so, and then they also have Anthony Davis locked up until the 2024 season, which he'll have an option.
Man, how much longer is LeBron going to go?
I think his he's said it before.
What is he, 35 right now?
He's 36 as well. I just know that because we're the same age. And but he wants to play when his son enters the league. His son potentially could be in the league by 2023. And he's alluded to that he'd like to play.
So that would be finishing out this contract and then probably, what, maybe one more two-year contract?
Yeah, maybe one more year or two-year contract, something like that. Because by that time, he'd be pretty old. So
I mean, that would put him at 39.
Yeah. I mean, Kobe, what, was 40 when he decided to hang it up? Right at 40. If anybody can do it, LeBron probably can.
Right. Do you think we see him start to, like, his game
time,
start to slip a little bit at that point?
Because
I felt like it was going to slip going into this year.
Do you ever hit this conundrum? Okay, you know, because I think about it, and I think that, you know, LeBron James is built like a robot, so I don't know if he's ever going to stop as long as somebody plugs him in at night. But at the same time, I think nobody has played more basketball than him over his career span.
Yeah,
I mean, nobody's played more games. At some point, you got to think, even a guy like him, who is just built differently. He was built on another planet.
He definitely.
At some point, wear and tear, you got to think, comes into play.
I'm pretty sure he broke the record for most playoff games this past playoff season, or maybe even the year before. He's definitely played in the most playoff games, finals. I mean, I would like to say that, but they said the guy spends $1 million in the offseason on his, you know, workout regimen, you know, whether it be personal trainers, chefs, whatever, to make sure that he's in tip-top shape. And I thought he was going to slow down this year or even last year, but he seems like he's like a fine wine. He is definitely getting better with age. And you could even argue, Brandon, that it is like some aspects of his game has gotten better since he's gotten older. The three-point shot that he never had early on in his career, and even his explosiveness that we saw when he was young is really still there. I mean, now, is it as mind-blowing as – his first 5 years in the league when, you know, he's catching all types of lobs, dunking on anybody at any time. Maybe not that, but when we see it, it still is there. Like, he still has the athleticism. I don't know, man. I think LeBron could play until he's about probably like 42, man. Seriously, like, and probably still be effective. I really think he's just going to play forever. Like, I feel that way.
And he has balanced his game more.
Yeah.
You know, he doesn't.
He's played in three different decades now.
And each one of the, you know, in each one of the playoff series this year, and I'm trying to do the quick math on the assists, but he's at least he averaged a double double just casually in the playoffs this year, still going, 35 years old. So yeah, you do get to this point of, you know, I think it maybe should be ending just because of sheer amount of volume of games he played, but at the same time, I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, I don't like LeBron at all, but that man's going to play until he's 50.
Yeah, I mean, I could argue that I would agree with Charlie. Like, he could play
medicine
to, like, I think he could play to over 45.
I mean, it's absurd. I keep waiting every year I'm just like, okay, you know, they'll reduce his minutes. You know, he'll
think about it in 20 years.
He has Anthony Davis now. He'll distribute more. He'll take a back
maybe
seat,
at some point he'll play for
more.
Every team.
He's never had a major injury in 20
oh,
seasons.
Oh, knock on wood. Okay. Knock on wood.
I mean,
like
outside
LeBron,
of like
no,
a, outside of like a groin. Oh no, we need the NBA needs LeBron. I don't care what anybody says. The people that hate him, the people that love him, he is the you know, must see TV when he's playing.
Yeah, I mean, again, I'm one of those people that doesn't like LeBron, but I recognize we need him and I respect his greatness. Hey, there is some more breaking news, by the way.
Oh yeah, let me play the short one this time.
Don't know. You don't have to play
this,
it again.
This
we, you
is
already
the,
played it once. You're
this is
it.
The short one. This is the short one.
Well, then what was the other one?
That one wasn't too bad.
That I think awesome. That you have 13 different ones with 13 different lengths. That's I'm convinced. But Bud Dupree,
maybe so.
Steelers linebacker Bud Dupree, who got hurt yesterday late in the Steelers-Ravens game, is now confirmed has torn his ACL.
Yikes. That's a big loss for that Steelers defense.
He had like 8 or 9 sacks through 11 games, I'm pretty sure. Uh-huh. He was having a great year.
Well, for anybody who is in the AFC, you're at the top. That is certainly a team that you are interested in as we move into the end of the at least move into the winding down part of the NFL season.
There's also one other note, just one other breaking news thing. This is
my God.
This is a quick one.
That one was so fast.
This is a short one.
How?
All right, so UCF quarterback McKenzie Milton, remember him?
There actually is news.
The one whose knee, like, doesn't...
Yes, I wouldn't say it's not breaking news and give you MMA or something. I give you the hard... I give you the good stuff.
Oh, here we go.
Yeah, McKenzie Milton, what about it?
Here we go.
McKenzie Milton has entered the transfer portal. He did that on today, ending a 5-year career with UCF, the Scarlet Knights. Are they Scarlet Knights or just the Knights? Scarlet Knights. Who am I thinking of?
That's Rutgers. That's Rutgers.
Yeah, Rutgers stuff.
Former Tennessee coach Greg Schiano.
In hopes of one final opportunity to earn a starting job as a graduate transfer.
Honestly, I didn't even know he could walk yet. With how bad that knee injury was, it would be like years before he could walk.
He was a beast, though, for UCF.
He was really good. I mean, granted, he was in a great system with – a great coach and great offense, but he was good.
Graduate transfer quarterback, would you like to see Milton come to Rocky Top?
I want him to have success.
good answer.
I don't know. Probably not, because we need somebody who's going to be here more than a year.
We need to let, you know.
Well, does Hugh Freeze like him? If Hugh Freeze likes him, I'm all in.
I'm with Charlie on that one.
Yeah,
we need to ask Hugh.
Fair point right there.
But, yeah, somebody's going to probably get a pretty good quarterback that needs one. And, I mean, just for Vol fans, relating to throwing it back to us, I mean, definitely need a quarterback, and he definitely could start day one.
There are going
to
be some good quarterbacks out there and some interesting ones, too. Dwayne Mathis from Georgia entered. Garrett Schrader and Jalen Maiden from Mississippi State are out there. McKenzie Milton now.
Hey, stick around. You never know what kind of breaking news we may come up with next. Whether it be big or small, it'll be something. Also, we will answer you this question. If you missed every single game in the NFL this season, well, we got you covered. NFL recap coming up next. All right, here we go back here on The Blitz, 11:36 a.m. And by the way, I don't know if you got a chance to see this yesterday. I did manage to catch a good amount of the ending of it. But, you know, this thing started at like 3:30 p.m. yesterday. That was the last game of this NFL week. That was the Ravens and the Steelers. We also told you yesterday, look, what a way to celebrate a Wednesday afternoon NFL game. By trying to make a little bit of money off of it. I don't know if you got the chance. Hopefully you did, and hopefully you did make a little bit of money. But in case you would like to, coming up this weekend, in case you would like to for another game that's coming up soon, well, we have the answer for you. With FanDuel Sportsbook, you can bet on these games right here in the state of Tennessee. You can place your first bet on FanDuel Sportsbook risk-free and get up to $1,000 back if you don't win. Really, there's no strings attached. Just place any bet you want. If you win, you keep the cash, and if you lose, well, you'll get your entire bet up to $1,000 back in bonus site credit. So you can take another shot at the end zone on the house, take that money, go place it on another bet, see if you can maybe go win some money that time around. And with the FanDuel Sportsbook, generous risk-free bets, those are just the beginning. They've got a simple app, live betting on every game, an exhilarating bet type such as same-game parlays, where you can combine multiple bets from one game into a single parlay run. And once you win on the FanDuel Sportsbook, they will get you your winnings in as little as 24 hours. So, to claim your risk-free bet today, just download the FanDuel Sportsbook app and be sure to sign up with promo code BLITZ so they know we sent you. That's FanDuel Sportsbook, promo code BLITZ. Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. Site credit is non-withdrawable and expires 7 days after receipt. Terms apply. See sportsbook.fanduel.com for details. For prom gambling support, call 1-800-889-9789. All right. And with that being said, the NFL week is officially wrapped up. I think that we had forgotten last week. Well, not last week, but the week before that. I think it's been two full weeks since we've done a good...
Fast Freddy's Countdown?
Yeah, whatever you guys want to call it. One of those. So, what better time to bring it back than now? Gentlemen, we just got done with the longest week in NFL history. Started on Thursday, Thanksgiving, ended yesterday, and here's what it looked like. Well, I certainly hope your Thanksgiving food was better than the football you watched, because both games stunk on Thanksgiving. Texans take down the Lions 41-25, and Washington destroys Dallas 41-16. We move into the Sunday games as the Dolphins, they handle business against the Jets 20-3. The Patriots actually get a nice little win there against the Cardinals at home 20-17. Vikings, one point victor over the Panthers 28-27. Browns take down the Jags in a close game 27-25 in Jacksonville. The Titans take control of the AFC South. Sorry, Brandon, with a victory of the Colts 45-26. You took a shot at me, I gotta take a shot back. 19-17
was the
score of the Giants defeating the Bengals. The Bills took down the Chargers 27-17. Falcons destroyed the Raiders 43-6. Niners over the Rams 23-20. Battle of Cali. Saints over the Broncos 31-3. Chiefs over the Buccaneers 27-24. Bears lose to the Packers 41-25. Let's see. Monday Night Football. Seahawks defeating the Eagles. Now I'm just going to go slow. This is much better. Why do I do this thing fast each time? I should go slow. Guys, Monday Night Football, Battle of the Birds. Seahawks beat the Eagles 23-17. Then last night, actually, I should say yesterday afternoon, 19-14, Steelers beat the Ravens.
Seemed a little rusty to me.
That was
a little bit rusty.
That was an even worse performance than the Colts on Sunday.
Also, like I said, you took the shot at yourself, not me.
No, but you emphasized.
No.
You emphasizing was the shot being fired.
I was not emphasizing.
You did emphasize.
I was surprised that that's the word you used. No, I would not have used that word.
That wasn't a surprise. That was an emphasize. I know you. It was an emphasize.
That's not the word I would have used. I would not have said destroyed.
It was 41-16. What'd you have used? Obliterated? Annihilated?
Dismantled.
Wow, that's a good word. I don't really feel like I was rusty. I was just slow. I just used a lot. I just added in a lot of ad-libs, like my Thanksgiving rant. That was week 12 in the NFL. There you go. I hope you're satisfied.
Great job.
Thank you, Chance. Really appreciate that. Someone's got my back here. What is the story in the NFL right now? Just in a broad sense, heading out of this week, it was a long week. It felt like it took forever. What to you is the biggest storyline in the NFL right now?
COVID. Can't mess with all these games. They're getting further along in the season. But I guess, biggest storyline is, still the Chiefs. Still the Chiefs. The Chiefs doing Chiefs things.
I think he's right. I think it's
I feel like things are kind of quiet right now in the
NFL. It's the Chiefs, but we're really not. And it's the Chiefs, but we're not giving Pittsburgh enough credit being 11-0.
I was thinking that earlier. It's like, yeah, they're 11-0, but they just kind of find a way to win a game, like win the
it's
game.
Not pretty. They're always so unconvincing, but they're 11-0, and no matter what you say or how they look, they're 11-0, and it's hard to argue with that.
I think that's more of a It's more of a, let's see, their defense is back to what they were known for, very physical defense, and just being, you know, when they back in the days when they had Polamalu and other guys over there, like they just, oh, we were always like, you know, defense was their identity. I think they're back to that, so that speaks volumes for them. And Big Ben, I mean, we don't talk enough about Big Ben. I don't particularly like the guy that much, but he's still doing it.
I would be hesitant to give too much credit to Big Ben. And I would give more credit to their offensive coordinator, their scheme, and their receiving core. Because Big Ben's throwing the ball, like, snap, step, throw, everything is within 5 to 10 yards of the line of scrimmage. I mean, it's just all timing. So I wouldn't say he's been, like, incredible this year. He makes some dumb decisions he gets away with, but he's been good.
Well, you know, I mean, his biggest thing is just that he's been able to play.
Yeah. For sure. I got to tell you, I think, you know, if I had to pick or if I had to kind of tell you a way that I was leaning right now, the Steelers might be an early round upset in kind of my playoff predictions. I don't know. I think to kind of like what Charlie said, not everything has been convincing. And Brandon, I see your point, and it's very valid. There's very much credit to give about teams just finding a way to win these games. But I don't know. I look at the Steelers, and with the exception of, I think, three games, with the exception of them destroying the Jags, handling the Bengals, and then destroying the Browns, each one of these games have been very close. To me, the talent level that they faced on the other side has kind of been all over the place still. You know, only a 5-point win against Dallas, but at the same time, they had a 3-point win over Tennessee. Pittsburgh, to me, seems like a team that very much matches the talent level of their competition. So I think maybe they get a bad draw in the playoffs. Maybe they get a sneaky Dolphins team. And who knows? I think maybe they could be a team who could be on upset alert early, or at least that's going to be my bold pick.
It's quite interesting that there's an undefeated team in the AFC, yet I feel like people pretty much unanimously agree that they aren't the best team in their conference. Because,
oh, no.
Yeah.
They're definitely not.
Yeah. It's
interesting. And I don't think it's even that close. And
yeah, I mean, let's not act like the Chiefs are a bunch of slouches. I mean, they just lost one game to the Raiders, which is a complete mystery.
And a game which they still scored 32 points. It's still a strong offensive output.
And I think that's the thing. Why people aren't maybe giving Pittsburgh enough credit is, I mean, do you trust them to keep up with Kansas City?
I don't trust anybody.
I don't think they can keep pace.
I don't trust it.
Even with their defense. I mean, in today's game, I mean, Nick Saban even said it. And, I mean, maybe it's a little different at the NFL, but, I mean, I think the days of a great defense stopping a great offense are, I'm not going to say over, but.
Sure. I think they're, you know, and the reason why I'd asked that question a couple minutes ago, I know we're pushing the end of this segment, but it kind of does seem like things are settled down a little bit in the NFL right now. There's not a ton of news kind of coming out either way. There's not a ton of huge storylines going on because, kind of like we've been saying, things are fairly kind of just slowly moving into place in some ways. As we all expected, I think that, you know, as the season's gone on, the majority of people, and then people have certainly jumped on the opinion as well, the Chiefs look like the best team in the NFL again. So there's no real competition about maybe, you know, is this the year that the Patriots are going to fall off the dynasty? It's just people just kind of have the same opinions until they see differently. Think things are kind of slow right now, but should definitely pick back up here as the playoffs are approaching, and we certainly get close to seeing which of these teams are going to be there at the end, seeing which teams won't. That's always exciting. Guys, final segment of the show coming up next. And there's a couple different places that we got to get into here as we got about 5 to 10 minutes left in the show. You're not going to want to miss a single second of it. By the way, Talk Sports, they're right outside the door. They're getting ready for their show. It's going to be phenomenal as well. We got a great couple of minutes coming up. Don't change that radio dial. This is The Blitz. All right, here we go, back here on the Blitz as we are wrapping up the show here today on a Thursday afternoon, I guess turning Thursday afternoon. But we got about 5 minutes left in the show. Guys, we can got a couple last things to get into. By the way, do we have a Florida man story to close things out today?
I gave you mine. I don't know if anybody else has one.
All right, I will find the Florida man story for the day, which means I will delegate the quick if you haven't heard's over. Well, I find this story brief.
Well, as we get to our If You Haven't Heards and National Days, let's tell you about Smarter Searches. Smarter Searches is an award-winning digital marketing agency that combines performance and creativity for incredible results. They are locally owned and operated, and they are Knoxville's top full-service digital marketing agency. You need to appear on Google, and that's essential in the success of your business. Smarter Searches offers insight, strategy, and creativity to help you reach those goals. No matter the industry, Smarter Searches has you covered for all your SEO, web design, social media management, and PPC needs. Plus, there's never any outsourcing. Everything is done in-house. They help business transition to a more online-focused strategy in a contact-free world as we live in now. So, go ahead and visit SmarterSearches.com today and tell them that your friends at Fox Sports Knoxville Fan Run Radio sent you.
There you go. Go check out our friends over at Smart Searches.
Hey, by the way, I won't be here tomorrow, so I want to let it be known that I'm picking the Vols to beat Florida and the Titans to beat the Browns.
We knew you were a sucker.
And also, just pretend that a couple times tomorrow I insulted you about BYU, because my Chanticleers are going to win that game.
I'm sorry, what?
You heard the man.
You heard the man. You heard him.
Sorry, what? BYU.
My Coastal Carolina Chanticleers. They're hosting college games.
Versus Rick's like Cougars.
Zach Wilson is going to get punched in the mouth.
Like buzzing in my headphones. I will take no slander. I don't know how I got to be the BYU defender guy,
whatever. You anointed yourself.
You kind of did.
I said one time that I liked the quarterback years ago.
It's kind of like the tribal
years
chief
mean
thing.
Last year.
By years, we mean last year.
I got it. That one's on Weston, not me. Guys, I don't know if you haven't heard, but I have found a truly, truly tremendous Florida man story for the end of the day.
Everyone from Florida is stupid.
Well, let's hear it.
Everyone from Florida is dumb.
You gotta wait for the news.
I might not be the brightest guy, but next to them my IQ's high. If they had guitars, here's how they'd strum.
Brandon.
Yeah?
You know where we're headed today?
Where?
Daytona Beach.
Oh, baby.
Oh, Daytona. Yes. Daytona Beach is where we check in with our friend, 61 years old, by the name of Larry Darnell Adams. This Florida man has been accused of spraying his neighbors with roach spray and attempting to use nunchucks on them. However, he injured himself with the nunchucks in the process, but this was all over a loud music complaint. The court record states. All right, which part do you want to break down first? The roach spray? The attempting to use nunchucks but injuring oneself in the process? Or just the simple loud music complaint?
The nunchucks and the roach spray.
All right.
That's the part.
Sure. Well, here's what I know. There was an argument, and it was occurring about 1:30 in the morning between Mr. Adams and then his neighbors, it would seem. The argument, it got heated, and it continued for a long time. It says here, as the argument continued, Adams pulled out a can of roach spray and sprayed the women in their faces with the pesticide. Adams then threatened the women.
He sprayed them in their face?
With a set of nunchucks, the officer wrote. But the women believed him after being sprayed with the bug spray. They said, you know what? You said you were going to spray us with bug spray, and you did. You've got these nunchucks. Like, we believe you. Like, relax. Adams used the martial arts weapon to strike the vehicle where they had been listening to music. However, when the nunchucks inadvertently struck the defendant in the forehead, the defendant threw the nunchucks into the car in question. Into the women's car.
So wait. He hit himself?
On accident.
He threatened them with the nunchucks, hit himself, and then
threw him in the car.
Yes, and then disposed of the weapon into this woman's vehicle.
All right, so let me get this straight. This guy is at his house.
apartment.
Apartment. And these women are in a car outside causing a commotion.
At 1 o'clock in the morning.
I don't blame him.
What do you think they were listening to?
I don't know.
It doesn't matter. At 1 o'clock in the morning, you shouldn't be out listening to music.
Yeah, this guy's mugshot.
Nothing good happens.
He was upset.
Does he have like a welt on his forehead from his nunchucks?
Nobody's wearing a brace. Look,
maybe there's
maybe a little welt.
Yeah, yeah, maybe.
So, anyways, there you go. That is our good friend out of Daytona Beach. You know, we all might experience this at some point in our lives. Just if you're gonna use the nunchucks, I don't know, use them. Don't hit yourself with them.
Well, that's,
what am I saying?
Wait, don't use
wait,
the nunchucks.
Where am I going with that? I don't know.
Don't Chance, use the nunchucks.
No, wait, what nunchucks. I'm so confused.
Forget I ever said that. Chance, cut my mic.
All right, I got you. It's National Roof Over Your Head Day.